Good morning, Mr. Brady. How are you?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Hey, I don't know if you heard the first part of our show. Tonight is the autumnal equinox at 10:38, which means half the day is light and half the day is dark. We're going to have a party. We're going to have a few cocktails. And I'm wondering, since Bill won't be invited, but you are invited, and you have a couple of pops in you, would you tell us specifically, with your tongue loosened, what specifically is wrong with this offense? Do you know, and can you share it?
I would not divulge any information.
I know you wouldn't.
As it relates to our offense.
But a couple of martinis, you might do it, Tom.
maybe. But
yeah.
That's not the time of year for that.
So. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm happy. It's great that we won the game. You know, obviously, you know, offensively, we're just not doing as good a job as we're capable of doing. We left a lot of points out there yesterday and, made it a close game there. But, we just have some issues we're going to have to try to fix here, and we're going to have to try to fix them fast because, you know, it only gets tougher from here. And, you know, we got a smart team. We got a tough team. We're physical. We just got to execute better. And you know, I think we've done a good job with not turning the ball over. Which has helped, and we talk about that every week. And then, you know, but too many penalties, too many missed opportunities to score, and it's just not up to what our expectations are. But you know, that's where we're going to go back to work and see if we can do better.
Tom, everybody in the Patriot organization, from Bill Belichick through you down to the ball boy, admittedly knows more about football than I do. But I'm watching this and I'm saying, well, it seems to me the genesis of the problem would be the offensive line. Do you think that this group misses Dante Scarnecchia?
I think it's for us to think about, you know, a bunch of hypothetical situations, you know, is it doesn't serve us well. So that's really for, you know, you guys and all your listeners and the fans and, you know, all those things that make great for great sports talk, you know, aren't necessarily what are in the minds of our team. So whether Dante's here or not here, whether a player's not here or not there, it doesn't matter because, you know, we're faced with what we're faced with. And, you know, I got a lot of confidence in the offensive line. I got a lot of confidence in Coach Googe and what he's doing. And, you know, this comes back to us players and us players doing a better job. I don't think it has anything to do with the people that aren't on the field. The people that affect the wins and losses of the game are the players. And we got to go out there and throw the ball, catch the ball, run with the ball, block, tackle, you know, all the things that, you know, it takes to win the game. So I'm not going to sit here and say that it's, you know, has anything to do with other than that, because that's, you know, that's where I feel the responsibility always lies.
All right. Hopefully this won't be perceived as another hypothetical question, but to what extent does somebody like Logan Mankin's attitude help an offensive line's play? He brought attitude, did he not? I mean, he was snarly from, you know, when he showed up in the locker room on a Sunday morning until the whole game was over.
Yeah, he was, and you know, but we still got a lot of those guys too. I mean, I don't think it's that. I think it's just, you know, knowing our job and everybody collectively doing their job better, so that, you know, it's better for all of us. So it's not it's not one thing. It's not like, oh, just, you know, it's just this. It's that easy. It's no. I mean, it's not an easy thing to do, and that's why, you know, why the production is what it is. If it was easy, then, you know, you just roll your helmet out there and score 30 points a game. Well, that's not where it's at, you know, and this team has different strengths than it has had in the past. That's just based on the way your team, you know, just the way your team is. Some years it's offense, some years it's defense, some years it's special teams, some years it's, you know, all of them have a little bit. Some of them, you know, you have dynamic offense and, you know, you don't have a dynamic defense. Sometimes you have dynamic defense and, you know, we've got a really great defense. Hopefully our offense, we can start doing more things so we can become a more prolific offense. And then, you know, that'd be a lot better for our team.
Is there anything to this theory, and we talk about it all the time, and we read about it all the time, that guys come in here from other places, whether it was Ocho Cinco or all the way back to Donald Hayes or other guys who come in and have some success, come in here and struggle? I ask that because of LaFell. It's now been 3 games, and it seems like he hasn't really found his stride here so far. Is there something to the idea that things are different when they show up here, that for some reason things change?
I don't think anybody's really found their stride this year. I mean, I don't I don't know who you can point to on offense and say, wow, you know, they're really clicking.
Well, Edelman's been pretty good so far.
Yeah, I mean, he's done a good job, so that's one. You know, we got a lot of other guys on offense. There's 22 other guys on offense. So I'm not going to sit here and say that, you know, every single guy is you know, clicking. We had one individual player that's caught some passes, and, you know, great. Does that make a good offense? I don't think so.
No, but my point is, and I guess one of those guys you talk about, another guy is Amendola. He came in from somewhere else. He was pretty good, and so far hasn't been, it seems statistically at least, as good as he was in other places. So I just wonder, it seems like there's a fairly lengthy history of guys who come in here for some reasons, you know, some guys come in here and do fine, some guys struggle. I just wonder if there's some rhyme or reason to that.
Yeah, but I think that there's not one person on our team that has good individual statistics this year. So, I mean, if we want to look at individual statistics for running back or receiver, tight end, quarter, I mean, we don't have, our offense hasn't been producing, so no one's going to have a good statistics. I mean, it's just, that's just the way it is. It's, you know, it's not an individual problem. It's a collective problem by our entire offense. The reason why we're not producing more and producing better. So, you know, we've all got to figure out how to do a better job of that. It's not one person, and, you know, it's not singling any person out to say, wow, yeah, if, you know, if this person were out or if this person were in, or, I mean, if we had 11 people on the field that were producing like Julian Edelman, we have a pretty good offense.
How about, is there a throw?
You know, we got one guy.
Right. How about the two throws? I'm thinking the two Gronkowski throws yesterday. If you could have one of those back, the one on the little misdirection in the second quarter, he overthrew him. And then that one in the end zone with Woodson. If you had to have one of those back, you'd take one of those back. Is there one that was more of a physical mistake, a mental mistake? It seemed like the one in the second quarter, he was wide open.
Yeah, he was open. You know, he had some space, and I just, you know, made a bad throw. So the other one on the goal line was, you know, pretty tight throw, pretty tight coverage. You know, Charles got a finger on it.
Right.
You know, and just kind of disrupted the timing of the play. But, yeah, I mean, I got to hit the open guys. That's what my role is. When I find someone that's open, I got to throw it and hit it.
Tom, it's Jerry Thornton, and I promise this time I won't creep on you. But to amplify Kirk's question, these guys who don't appear to be involved in the offense, and, you know, they Amendola, Tim Wright, LaFell, is it execution? Is it scheme? Is there just not enough talent there?
I'm not sure. Yeah, really, guys, I'm not sure, you know, what. You know, our job on offense is to put the guys out there, and then whoever they cover, you know, we try to throw it to someone different. If they're trying to stop the run game, we throw it in the pass game. If they're trying to stop the pass, we run it. I mean, it's just the offense isn't set up to just fire it to one guy all the time, and you know, we're trying to go throw the ball to the guys who are open. And, you know, like I said, offensively, I don't think we've done a great job this year, so it's not, you know, skill set, or it's, you know, it just comes down to throwing and catching and blocking and tackling and like I said, the fundamentals of the game. So, you know, we're 2-1. I think that's, you know, our defense is playing good. We got a good defense. That's a good thing for our team. So, and it's a team sport. So offensively, if we can, you know, take advantage of some more scoring opportunities, you know, if we can continue to not turn the ball over, you know, we'll continue to win some games. You know, if we don't make improvements, then yeah, it's not going to, you know, be any better. But, you know, that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to make improvements.
Tom, against Miami, you were sacked 4 times, hit 6. Against Minnesota, cleaned it up a little bit, sacked 1 time, hit 2. And yesterday, sacked 2 and hit 6 times. Can you give us a football 101 and explain it to me like I'm a 5-year-old about max protection? You have a choice between 5, 6, 7, and I believe 8 guys is max protection. Can you tell us how you decide whether it's time to do that and what the pluses and the minuses are of going to max protection?
Well, yeah, I mean, you have 5 eligible receivers on every pass play, and they have, you know, they typically will rush 4 guys. Mm-hmm. So if they've got 7 guys in coverage and you're sending 5 guys out, you know, they're going to have, you know,
double on
basically
2
free guys.
Right.
So they could play zone, they could play man, they could help on certain players. The more guys they rush, you know, the less guys they have in coverage. So, you know, if they rush 5 guys or 6 guys, if they rush 6 guys and you send all 5 of your guys out, you have one-on-one with everybody. You know, and it's all risk-reward. I mean, when you're an offensive lineman, they're rushing 4 and you have 5 guys blocking, they got one-on-one matchups except for one guy, mm-hmm. and you have one guy to help. If you hold six guys in, they rush four, you got two guys in to help. If you hold seven in, you got three guys to help. You know, but if you hold seven in and they only rush four, they got a lot of guys in coverage. So it's just a chess match. It's sometimes you send guys out, some guys you keep guys in, depending on the situation, depending on how the game's going. If they got some good pass rushers, you may want to keep some extra guys in. But, you know, the teams we played have had some pretty good pass rushers. And, you know, they do a good job getting to the quarterback and forcing quick decisions. And, you know, that's always tough on an offense. Tough to, you know, get open in short periods of time when they're rushing a lot of guys. But when they're rushing a lot of guys, they don't have a lot of help. You got to throw the ball quick, and hopefully your guys can get open quick. So, you know, we're just going to keep trying to, like I said, make the improvements we can and clean up our execution so we can score more points.
Tom, in the red zone, the team struggled. You were 1-for-4 yesterday. You 5-for-14 on the season. You had a first and goal from the 3 and settled for a field goal. There was a first and goal from the 2 in the 4th and settled for a field goal. Broad strokes, is there an overarching reason why you're having a hard time getting in the end zone?
I mean, Jerry, I think we're struggling. You know, that's not the one place. I wouldn't say it's really an isolated area. I think it's pretty much everywhere that we haven't done a good job this year. So, I mean, it's red area, it's third down, it's backed up, it's 2-minute drills, it's everything. I mean, we haven't done what we're capable of doing. It doesn't boil down to one thing, or it boils down to, you know, everybody doing a better job at what their job is.
Okay. Is it correctable? Because I'm really close to, like, jumping on the panic button right now. I don't think anybody expected that it would look like this 3 games into the season.
That we're 2-1?
No, I'm just specifically about the offense.
I think like I said, every year is different. So, I mean, we're 2-1. It's really early in the season. Do we wish we were scoring more points? Absolutely. You know, but those points don't come easy. You know, we have to go out there and earn it, and we have to do a better job. And it's not going to be, like I said, there's no easy solution other than going out there and doing it.
Okay, well, I guess part of my question is, it kind of looked like this at the beginning of last year. There was, like, the Cincinnati game where you scored 6 points. And then you threw 55 up against Pittsburgh. So I just want to come away from this feeling like it's going to look more like it did towards the end of last year and not like this for much longer.
Tom, can you just tell Jerry it's going to be all right?
Yeah, please.
I hope so. I hope for certainly, Jerry, I hope we do a better job. And
I'll take it.
I hope we make some improvements. You know, but that's going to be up to us. That's going to be up to our mental toughness, our willingness to work. You know, I'm not going to make a bunch of predictions. I know that. It's just, this is a game where you got to earn it. And, you know, we got a lot of new players. We got a lot of new lineups. And, you know, we're trying to figure out what is going to work, what works well, what doesn't work. And, you know, we've had a myriad of issues over the first 3 weeks, so that we have to try to correct all those things if we want to be better. And, yeah, there's some good offenses out there. You know, there's some teams that have good offenses that don't have very good defenses. There's teams that have good defense, not very good offenses. And we want to be a team that's really balanced throughout. So if we can keep teams from scoring touchdowns like we did yesterday, that helps our offense out a lot. And offensively, we can't turn it over, play well situationally, you know, which in the red area, we didn't play very well situationally. We had two, you know, we left 8 points out there, you know, on 2 drives inside the 5 and kicked field goals. And you know, if we add 8 points to really some better execution, you know, the game's, you know, a lot different than it turned out yesterday. So it's just, you know, some pretty, you know, like I said, throwing, catching, you know, blocking, those things we got to clean up so that we can score more points.
Where do you rank that block in your career blocks as a...
That wasn't the worst.
That was a pretty good block,
it wasn't the worst.
That was not bad. Although Trent Green said in the broadcast, they thought you threw kind of a leg whip in there at the end. I didn't, to be fair. I thought it was actually a pretty decent block.
I didn't throw a leg whip.
Yeah, that was a good block.
Yeah, I was trying to get out of the way. So when I saw him coming back the other way, I was kind of like, oh, shit. So I kept just trying to go out there and, you know, dive. Shane's a hell of a lot faster than I am. So, you know, I can't sit there and, you know, caught on my way down the field. I just tried to find somebody and try to get him down.
Tom, I thought it was the best block you threw all day. I'm sorry, John.
Yes. it's not like standing on the first hole at Pebble Beach and whiffing. You didn't whiff.
No, it's fine.
A complete whiff.
No.
I got a piece of him.
Yeah.
I got a piece.
Hey, quickly, Chad O'Shea, I believe, is the wide receiver coach, correct?
Yes.
Can somebody have Chad O'Shea work with LaFell about the pick play?
Is that something
you practice? And I'm not trying to be a smartass here, but it seems like it's something that he needs to get in the way, but he can't be so aggressive that it gets called. And it's been called 2 times in 3 games.
It's been called 3 times.
Three times in three games. Yeah.
Three times, all on throws to Danny,
right.
All on big first downs. But though they called us once in Miami, which we were really running a slant pass,
mm-hmm.
and the guy ran into him. And, you know, Brandon LaFell's, you know, 220 pounds. So when someone runs into him, you know, they usually take more of it than he does. So, you know, we got called yesterday, and, you know, there's teams, yeah, you're trying to get in the way and make the guy, you know, I guess.
Change direction.
Yeah, yeah. And really, yeah, try to create some separation for your guy on offense. And, you know, I'd say every team in the league does it at some point. And, you know, we've just been called. So it sucks because we've had 3 really big completions and 3 big plays. But, you know, you're right. There's finesse to it. And you know, we got to do a better job of all of us have to, you know, understand the concept and then you know, try to play within the rules.
All right, we end with the quarterback question of the week, as we always do, brought to you by your New England Cadillac dealers. Visit newenglandcadillac.com for your exceptional offers. You said you needed a week to come up with this answer that Callahan asked you last week, so now you've had a week. Who do you and G see walk into the gala or some sort of event and say, hey, look, that's who?
I had such a busy week, I didn't get a chance to think about
that. You forgot about it.
No, tell Jerry. All right, I'm going to write it down. I'm going to remind myself. I have something for you next week when Jerry comes back.
All right, let me ask you this then. Have you seen the footage of Marky Mark leaving Robert Kraft out to dry on the high five? Have you seen this yet? Oh, you've got to bust the owner about this. That was really bad.
Really? I got to see it.
Yeah. It was like you on the sideline last year. Somebody left you out to dry.
It happens to you all the time, Tom. Why can't you guys clean that up?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
We feel so terrible for you when you're just left hanging. You're the leader of that team. Why can't you get your teammates to just
high five?
Yeah.
I got to work. We should have team high five.
You should.
Practice that.
And invite the owner to come to the practice, too, because he got left hung out to dry.
He did. I know. The cameras are everywhere. They don't miss anything.
All right, Tom. We'll talk to you next week.
Great. Thanks, guys.